morning, 640 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I know over the last couple of months we'd have a disproportionate emphasis on Santa Rosa County and the city of Milton in particular because they've been having meetings. Escambia County has barely had any meetings, and they cancel all their committees of the whole. They're going to have one coming up to deal with apartment complex issues and parking regulations and things like that. If they have, they just canceled another one. So it's been a year since we've had a committee of the whole. All that is my way of saying this is why I haven't talked as much about Escambia County politics in the last month or two. Oh, but that is about to change. That is about to change. Jim Little at the PNJ has an article out this morning detailing a records request for all of the texts off of Jeff Bergosh's personal phone, on which he's apparently doing county business a lot, in conjunction with lawsuits being brought by the former medical director, Ramey Edler, and Jonathan Owens, who has gotten basically dragged into all of this stuff. He joins us by phone now. Jonathan, who used to be the chief of staff for Doug Underhill when he was a county commissioner. Jonathan also ran against Jeff Bergosh unsuccessfully for the District 1 County Commission seat 3 years ago, and he is with us now. Jonathan, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News.
Good morning, Andrew. How are you?
I'm good. I'm, you know, just when you think it's, you know, all the problems are over here, Scamby's like, hold my beer. tell me, you tell me, what is the backdrop to this story? How did we get to where we are now, where there's an investigation and all kinds of other stuff going? Tell me what you know and tell me how we got here.
Well, gosh, it's so much to put in a short show for you. Like you said, hold my beer. Escambia County will come through again for you. The medical director, obviously, as you referenced, the article has a lawsuit going, and I was asked for a statement or an affidavit to provide to Dr. Edler's attorneys, and I did, and in that statement and after that statement, there was a conversation about any other information related to the case at all. I said, well, you know, I have a thumb drive that showed up in my office that has lots of public records on them, and they seem to be from Commissioner Bergosh's personal cell phone. So I sent them over to Dr. Edler's attorneys, and that was sometime last year. I don't remember the exact date. And then that was pretty much it. Didn't really think much more about it. Well, fast forward, and here we are. Jim Little is writing an article about that, and all kinds of motions and things have been filed in the case to try to block Dr. Edler's attorneys from using those public records. And That's pretty much how we got to where we are today. This thumb drive showed up in my office sometime last year when I was still an employee of the county. I assumed it showed up in several people's offices. As things showed up over the years of the 8 years that I worked with the Board of County Commissioners, I mean, we had file folders show up of negative things against political activists. We've had, as you probably famously remember, a box showed up for Commissioner Bergosh of as a prank.
Yeah.
We had all kinds of things that were up in the office. I don't know if we could have that conversation on your morning show if we want to keep it PG. But anyway, things showed up over the years. So I assumed this showed up in my office just like it showed up in other people's offices. So to me, it was something showed up in the office. It was a public record. And that was it. So That's how we got to where we are today. There are, hundreds, if not thousands of text messages on there after me going through them in relation to, county business, things that conversations during meetings between individuals.
I'm curious. So you have this thumb drive shows up with what appear to be what would be public records, anything that would be on Jeff Bergosh's personal cell phone that would be talking about county business, right? Anything that's dealing with any personal matter that's unrelated to county business is a private record, but anything that would be dealing with, for example, Ramey Edler's employment or OLF 8 or, hiring and firing decisions, anything along those lines, that would be from, you know, anybody that would deal with county business, that would be a public record. So that's going to, I assume, you tell me if I'm wrong, it's a mixture of public records and private records on his phone. Is that right? At least that's what you thought 100%. It was.
Yes, 100%. That is, it's a mixture of public and private records.
So how, I mean, how did it come to exist in the first place? Because I'm pretty I'm confident Jeff Bergosh didn't just come to your office and give you a copy of his phone. So,
Right. I have no idea. A thumb drive showed up in my office, and that's what I know. That's how it came into existence.
Okay, so
at least in my possession. I mean, like I said, it could have shown up in everyone's office,
right?
Because, like I said, we've had folders show up in our offices over the years of, you know, people, you know, wanting to get information out to the public, and I guess it's, you know, it was up to each individual commissioner's office whether to disregard it or do something with it.
Yeah, and what did you do with it? I mean, when you got it, you apparently opened it and read it. I'm very curious to know what you saw. But what did you do at that point? I mean, did you contact IT? Did you contact law enforcement? Did you just hang on to it? Did you, you know, what did you do at that point?
I just held on to it.
Okay. I'm dying to know what's on it.
There's no policy.
I'm going to definitely make a public records request to get a copy because, you know, anything that's done on the phone is a public record. Commissioner Bergosh says, I guess in this article, he said that he brought his phone. It was his personal phone in. He brought the phone in for work by a county IT before he was going on a vacation because the phone had been acting up and he wanted to make sure. This is his account from Jim Little, is that, you know, he wanted to make sure those public records were preserved, you know, and not just at the whim of him having them on his phone when he's overseas or whatever. So he recognizes that they're public records, you know, to the extent that you believe that particular account of it, that would at least validate the fact that they are public records. Why does the county want to prohibit them? I mean, if they're public records, what's the issue?
I have no idea.
Okay.
I have no idea why they would want to prohibit them, other than, you know, there may be some things in there that are detrimental to other things that are county related.
Okay.
I don't know. It will be interesting to see how the judge rules in this, because it's really similar to a previous case of county records against the guy I used to work with, former commissioner.
Yep.
It will be interesting to see.
Hey, we're talking to Jonathan.
And, you know, you could go back.
Just a second, okay. Jonathan. We'll come back to you in a second because I want to get a quick traffic on the files before we continue. Candy?
Come on, man. Come on, Jonathan. Disabled vehicle, I-10 westbound at exit 22. There's a safety truck on scene with cones. And then almost right on the other side of I-10, it's east. Disabled vehicle, I-10 east at mile marker 23. So the right shoulder is blocked. Other than that, good to go. If you have traffic tips, you can text 437-1620. This is brought to you by FDOT. And make sure you're prepared. It's hurricane season. Keep FL511.com. Your emergency toolkit to see helpful traffic info before and after the storm. Message from FDOT 648.
All right, thanks so much. Back to Jonathan Owens talking about this case that the PNJ has a good story on this morning of the public records on Jeff Bergosh's personal cell phone that were somehow or other delivered to Jonathan Owens when he worked for Commissioner Underhill at the county and now have been brought up in the Ramey Edler lawsuit against the county, and the county is trying to squash those records for reasons that we're still not quite sure about. Jonathan, I kind of interrupted you. You were about to say something, though. Go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say that Commissioner Bergosh at the time thanked county staff in a meeting publicly on February 10th for recovering his personal phone. He claimed responsibility for it. You know, thanks to county staff. So he used county resources, county employees to recover his personal phone. And all of those records on it, in my opinion, of course, it's not up to me to have an opinion that, you know, that's legal. They all became public record when you used county resources. I mean, this would be the equivalent of saying I got my oil changed on my car because I was using county business. Now, you and I and anybody else in the public would say, well, that's not right. But, you know, when I first started at the county, the county attorney, Allison Rogers, told me, she said, it's not the vehicle of which you receive a public record, but the content of that record is whether it's a public record or not. So whether it was on his personal phone or county phone or on a piece of paper, on a bar napkin, on whatever, it became a public record. I mean, the whole drive, in my opinion, became a public record when it showed up in my office. I mean, how could it not be? It was in my office.
Right. So how did so the story mentions the FBI, and Jeff Bergosh says he doesn't want to comment because there's an active investigation. I mean, has the FBI contacted you?
No. The only person who has contacted me is the IT director, current IT director, Scott McDonald, asking me about this thumb drive. And I said, he said, how did I get it? And I'm telling you the same story I would tell him or anyone else. It showed up in my office. And that's it. That's how I ended up with this. So
why is the FBI involved?
Contacted me.
I mean, this doesn't sound like an FBI issue to me. But I don't know. Maybe there's something I'm missing.
Well, many people have many different opinions on the FBI.
That's fair.
You watch national news.
Yeah.
And that's no way a slight against them in any way. But why the FBI would be involved in something as minuscule as this, based on the filings by Commissioner Bergosh and what the article says, is that I obtained these things illegally. So I'm assuming, and this is an assumption, that a complaint was filed with the FBI or law enforcement or FDLE or someone that these files were illegally removed from a county server. That's a guess.
Okay.
That would, in my opinion, that would be the only way that law enforcement would be involved in this, that something was illegally removed. Well, I mean, I had nothing to do with anything illegal.
You received the thumb. Yeah. All right. So the question I've been delaying asking, what's on them? What does it say about what kind of county business is being done on Jeff Bergosh's phone? Which, by the way, I think most every elected official, may not be all, but most every elected official does some degree of business, official business, on their personal cell phone. Just these days, it seems impossible to avoid. But the point is, you're supposed to turn that over. That's supposed to become a public record. And at the very least, if anybody asks, you're supposed to provide it, right? That's sort of the basics of where we are.
Right. And I went through that whilst working with Commissioner Bergosh at the time. I mean, there's an active lawsuit right now over Facebook messages that David Baer has filed against Commissioner Underhill, former Commissioner Underhill,
right,
in regards to the contents of his text message, the context of his Facebook message.
Right.
So if those are considered public records, public business on Commissioner Bergosh's personal cell phone are definitely considered public records. And to your point, what all is on there? I would say do a public records request ask the county for any of the communications on Commissioner Bergosh's cell phone having to do with county business. I mean, that's
all right.
Well, I'm not the one that should determine what public records are, right?
No, and that's fair, right? That's, there might be privilege, there might be certainly personal, you would expect. There might be things that, are legally protected. There's all kinds of categories of information, and that would, I assume, be up to the county attorney to make that decision. But yeah, I mean, I'll definitely call Allison later today and, make the request, and then, she'll give me what we get, and we'll find out from there. Okay. All right.
I will tell you this. There are communications between Commissioner Bergosh and a former county employee on there that ended up getting a lawsuit and a settlement that is also currently in the news right now in regards to Pam Childers.
Hmm. Okay.
The payment for
the ICMA thing.
The payment for the settlement for Silver.
Oh, the Silver case. Okay. All right.
Yep. So there is communication, lots of communication between Commissioner Bergosh and Silver, the former county employee, in those text messages.
All right. Well, we'll without being able to get more at the moment, we'll get more when we get the records request fulfilled, assuming that we can get it. Jonathan Owens. Interesting stuff. The FBI. All right, Jonathan. Thanks.
Yeah.
Thanks so much for the time this morning, man. I appreciate it.
No problem. Have a good one.